Ever since Friday, we have been following the fire that took place at the old Bellevue Mill in Hillsboro. A lot of fire officials and crews on the scene almost immediately to help put out the fire. No injuries reported, but a significant fire, to say the least, hitting Hillsboro. Joining us now with an update and a couple other big topics affecting Hillsboro this week as well, but we'll start with the fire, is Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, good afternoon, Aaron. Yes, indeed. It was a big event Friday. It's unfortunate. What I can say of how proud we are of the whole community pulling together. I think most people are aware on Friday afternoon, the Orange Rural Fire Department, which partners with the town of Hillsboro for fire protection, responded to a fire at the unoccupied part of the Bellevue Mill that's on Mass Street. Pretty amazing smoke, flames 40 or 50 feet in the air. I mean, it was pretty scary for a lot of the nearby homes and residences. In total, in addition to the Orange Rural Fire Department, there were at least seven other crew, departments that responded as part of our mutual aid. You know, these guys train all the time. You've heard us talk about the burns that we've had, and these guys just knew exactly what they were doing. They all worked together. First and foremost, protected the surrounding buildings to make sure it didn't spread. Had the fire pretty much contained by around 7:30 on Friday evening, although the fire, you know, continued to burn for a while. The whole roof collapsed in, and so there's a lot of timber, a lot of stuff that's under that they just couldn't get into. In fact, I was there this morning, and you could just still see a few places where smoke is still smoldering, but it is considered extinguished for all practical purposes.
You mentioned the mutual aid that all of the fire departments here in the area have with each other, and you know, with fire officials and with police or emergency services, whenever a call comes in, they're really good about responding to it. But in this case, there are always a lot of sort of interlocal agreements that are put in place in advance for just such an occasion like this, when one department isn't big enough to handle a huge situation, and that seemed to really come into play today.
Sure, and I doubt there is a department in Orange County that would be able to handle this by themselves. Mm-hmm. Just to be able to watch it, though, there's a sort of a command and control structure. Our chief was out of town, but sort of provided some guidance, and one of the captains, you know, was the command on the field. And they have eight departments and people all working together. They had a very clear strategy about what they were doing, how they deployed resources. We had, of course, Orange County Sheriff's Department working with our Hillsboro Police Department to block off Nash Street and Calvin Street and a lot of the surrounding areas. So they were, you know, Nash Street was closed almost all of Friday night and for a good part of Saturday. So, again, just part of it is that whole teamwork about working together and knowing what to do, as well as having the combined manpower. Very, very proud of the equipment and stuff that we had though in our Orange Rural Fire Department.
And also the buy-in from businesses. I know everyone was concerned about the businesses that are just right down the road, Nash Street and Mystery Brewing and Hillsboro Barbecue. They're okay, but Hillsboro Barbecue stepped up to feed the firefighters.
Indeed. I was talking to Tommy, who's one of the proprietors there, and of course it was a late Friday after or Friday afternoon at Nash Street and Mystery, and those folks had to be evacuated. Mm-hmm. They still had power. Interestingly enough, a lot of the homes and places lost power. Duke Power came in and cut off the power in places because it's right next to a transformer. And but you know, Hillsboro Barbecue said, "Well, you know, we're not open right now. You know, nobody could even get in. But let's set out food." And they set out a whole buffet for the firefighters, who thoroughly enjoyed it. I might say it was very good barbecue. They put their hours in, and they certainly enjoyed the barbecue afterwards. And other folks were bringing pizza. A couple of Joes brought them coffee in the morning. Neighbors were helping each other. You hear the stories of, you know, somebody calling, and I'm, you know, I'm away at work, and one neighbor just helping. One was just had some you know, children who you know, were at home kind of appropriately, but just having an adult who could find them and make sure that they were evacuated from the area. People having evacuation plans ready for their pets. It was just a good, just everybody sort of pitching in, pulling in, doing what they can, supporting each other. It's the way a community is supposed to work.
Speaking with Tom Stevens, Hillsborough Mayor, again, the fire took place on Friday afternoon at the Bellevue Mill. And fortunately, I guess, if you can say fortunately in something like this, it was an empty building. There wasn't a business. There weren't any people in there. So as far as we know, no injuries and no other buildings damaged, right?
Correct. And of course, you know, for a while, the supervisor's house, this beautiful old house in the corner, the Mill Village is right there. The wind just blowing a little bit. Could have had very devastating effects in that neighborhood, could have easily blown through south into those business areas, or to the what used to be the Southern Season warehouse, which now Red Eye and Yep Rock have just moved into. Didn't affect that building, so it wasn't an unoccupied building. Here's another interesting tidbit, Aaron. The the mill was originally built, I think, what, 1909, and added on during the 20s and added on again, you know, throughout the decades, including the 60s, and was in operation until, I think, 2000. Even in the very earliest years of the mill, when they added on new sections of the building, they were careful to put up firewalls. Our fire marshal said, he's been working for years with the current owner. The building has been unoccupied, but they've still insisted that even though there's been floors and things falling in, that those firewalls remained and were attended to, and that may what saved the other parts of the structure. It did help contain the fire to that one structure that just immediately went up.
That's interesting. Again, we're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and I know that building has a future. There were significant plans for redevelopment in that building. Are those still ongoing?
Well, I certainly hope so. My guess is they'll be modified somewhat. It is on the National Register of Historic Places. It's one of the two mills, and we all know mills are, you know, when they're redeveloped, can be very cool places. Think of American Tobacco. Think of Carmel Mall. We're seeing that where the Expedition School and the Cotton Mill there on the Eno. This was approved in 2009 for residential redevelopment. And modified a little bit in 2013, and my understanding, as far as the town's concerned, all the approvals were in, so my understanding is that the owner was getting ready to work with the developer or was getting ready to change hands. I suspect that there's going to have to be some, relooking about how they're going to do that, but fortunately, I guess a two-thirds of the building continue to remain and don't look like they were particularly damaged. I don't know if there's any water damage or anything to those buildings, but they were pretty well needed to be gutted on the inside anyway. So there's still a good portion of the building that's remaining. Certainly all the approvals are still there. How construction would have to happen would be different, particularly on that north side. But I would still be hopeful that there is something that would be going forward.
Any sense of when we're going to find out what the cause is?
I do have a sense of that, and it's going to be a while. if you think about it, if you look at the pictures, it's on the town website, hillsboroughnc.gov.
Right.
You can see, you know, some people looked at that and said, "Oh, it looks like, you know, something burned on the roof." No, that's the collapsed in. You can see it's on the ground, the walls on the side, and there's an enormous amount of material that's just piled on top of each other. Some of it is still smoldering. It's been flooded, you know, but with you know, all the water, from all the different fire departments fighting the fire. So it's going to be a big job just getting through the area to work with it. Certainly the town fire marshal, Jerry Wagner, will be taking the lead in the investigation, but we're already expecting to receive assistance from the Orange County Fire Marshal, from the Hillsborough Police Department, probably from the SBI. I would be surprised if it is not, but at least several weeks before we really have some sort of sense about, you know, what the investigation would be complete and, you know, what caused this fire.
Speaking again with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and let's shift gears because you got a pretty big meeting tonight at the town barn, and this is going to be a discussion of the town's budget, which we've been talking about for a little while, but this is a pretty significant move forward on that tonight. Right?
Well, yes, and you know, Hillsborough is probably, we get our budget draft the earliest of any probably local government in North Carolina. We usually get it in February, our first draft. And usually by now, it is pretty well wrapped up. That has not been the case this year. Partly just, it's gotten more complicated. We've had some, had to go back to the drawing board a little bit with our stormwater utility based on the feedback that we're getting from citizens. I think we knew it was going to be a tight budget, and we found a spreadsheet error. We try to be very, very conservative when we're estimating revenue and expenses. You overestimate expenses and you underestimate revenue, and then usually turns out way better than what you expect, but you want to be very conservative when you're budgeting. And of course, we say it's just not a 1-year budget. This is a 3-year financial plan. So, what the bottom line is, it's going to be very tight. We've seen some changes from when this was presented to us in February. Some of it's a little bit disappointing. It looks like we will probably have to delay for a year or two the expansion of the town hall campus, and we have the land, but actually getting those buildings on the ground might have to take a while. We know that we're seeing a lot of growth, and we need to add some staff. We're going to be very limited about what we're going to be able to do. That said, still no property tax increase, no change in the water rates or sewer rates. We will be expecting to implement a stormwater fee. That would be $75 a year for residential properties, and then there's 5 tiers for non-residential properties. Doesn't look like we would have any much changes in those rates, except no change in the water rate for this year. In our financial plan, looks like in the next year or two, we probably will have to do some, like a 3% increase for a year or two, just looking at what the future holds, and that's of course the value of doing the long range plan. So it's tight for everybody, but there's a few things to chat about tonight.
Work session tonight at 7:00 in the Hillsborough Town Barn. Everyone's invited to that. But before we let you go, we got to let you go in just a minute. We got to plug Last Fridays, which is coming up at the end of this week, right?
We do have to plug Last Fridays.
Wasn't it Last Friday in April, like a week ago? What happened in May? Do you know?
I know. It sort of feels like that, doesn't it? Last Fridays, we have what, big time band is playing at the courthouse. There's always little music stuck in the corners down behind the chamber. Go back to the parking lot, see back there. All the galleries are open, including my gallery, Hills Studio HSBO, down the street, and Eno Gallery, and Skylight Gallery is going to have an interesting photography exhibit, and the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts, Arts Council. Arts Council is just doing a marvelous job with the Last Fridays. The signature bands downtown have been just fantastic. They have some local folks who are making a little bit of food downtown. Of course, all the restaurants are there. It's usually ice cream up by the Presbyterian Church and a little music. It is small town, but it is very festive, and it's all ages. What can we say? You go downtown 6:30 to 9:30 on the last Friday of the month between April and September. That's this Friday. Come on down.
Yeah, if you're listening out there, get you down to Hillsborough Friday from 6:30 to 9:30. A lot of stuff to check out, including the live music on the courthouse lawn and a lot more. Mayor, we got to let you go, but thanks for joining us. And again, great work by all of the fire departments this weekend to put out that fire.
Indeed, Aaron. You take care.